理课堂听 class.com。
Page 42. First day. Moving to a foreign place can leave you feeling lost and confused. As I stepped off the airport shuttle bus in downtown Taipei, I wondered what to do next.I didn't know a single person in Taiwan. My Chinese vocabulary consisted of three short phrases. One of these had to do with locating a bathroom. I couldn't read street signs, and most of the time I had no idea which direction I was facing. I felt like a toddler who had wandered off and suddenly realized he was lost. I had left America with the hope of starting a new life here in Asia. But first, I simply had to find a place to lay my weary head.I dropped my bulging luggage in a large pile on the curb. Then I pulled out the address of a hostel, which I had found in a guidebook. The hostel was near the train station, not far from where my bus had stopped. Getting there should have been easy. It should have been, but it wasn't. I tried flagging down a taxi. Strangely enough, the taxis all passed by without slowing down. After a while, one finally did pull over.But when the driver saw all my luggage, he waved his hand and drove on. Then it occurred to me, a foreigner with a mountain of luggage had to be a taxi driver's nightmare. Clearly, I was going to have to find my own way to the hostel. I had the hostel's phone number. Perhaps if I went to the train station, I could find a phone. I stopped a passerby and asked for directions to the train station. He shook his head.Eventually, a woman who spoke English pointed me in the right direction. After about 5 minutes of lugging my heavy baggage, my arms were sore. I had to take a break. This is killing me, I thought. So once again, I tried to flag down a taxi. This time, I got lucky. Or so I thought. A taxi pulled over, and I showed the driver the hostel address. After circling for 10 minutes,The driver still couldn't find the hostel. He circled for another 10 minutes, then stopped the taxi. He pointed. Where is it? I asked. He just kept pointing at nothing in particular. Then I understood. He wanted to get rid of me. I handed him some money and got out. Again, I stood on the curb with a mountain of luggage. With a heavy sigh, I picked up my luggage and continued on. I walked past an office building.Inside, a few men in uniform were sitting around. Maybe they could help me, I thought. I showed the hostel's phone number to one of the men. He dialed the number and spoke in Chinese. 10 minutes later, a man from the hostel appeared. I followed him across a busy street and down an alley. He walked amazingly fast. I had a hard time keeping up because of my luggage. If I lose him...I'll never find my way to the hostel, I told myself. Once again, I felt like a toddler. Finally, at the end of a narrow alley, we came to the hostel. Before we entered, the man said, Next time, please don't go to the police. I don't have a license for this place. Police? Was the office building a police station? Suddenly, I realized just how confused I was in this new environment.I didn't even recognize a policeman when I saw one. Now I felt more like an infant than a toddler. When I finally reached my bed, I collapsed almost immediately. Simply getting here had been exhausting. My new life in Taiwan was going to be a lot more complicated than I had ever imagined. Now, 7 years later, Taiwan feels pretty much like home. But whenever I hear friends say they want to move overseas,I remember my first day in Taiwan, and I can't help but smile.
Talk about it. Have you ever moved to a new, unfamiliar place? Talk about your experience. Would you be willing to move to a country where you didn't know anyone? Why or why not? Do you think life in a foreign country would be easy or difficult for you? Explain. Key points. When Michael first arrived in Taiwan, he didn't know anyone and couldn't speak Chinese. Michael felt lost and confused in his new environment. He had a hard time simply finding a place to sleep. After finally reaching a hostel, Michael was exhausted. He realized that life in Taiwan was going to be more complicated than he had expected.
Shuttle bus. The hotel shuttle bus took Betty to the airport. Toddler. My 2-year-old toddler still doesn't walk very well. Weary. The weary traveler went to a hotel and fell asleep almost instantly. Hostel. Ken stayed in hostels on his vacation because he wanted to save money. Flag down something. I tried to flag down the bus, but it didn't stop for me. Nightmare. My math test was a nightmare. It was the hardest test I'd ever taken. Passerby. Many people walked past the hurt puppy, but none of the passers-by stopped to help. Lug. Jim lugged 2 huge bags of garbage downstairs and threw them in the garbage can. Get rid of someone or something. Those shoes are so old, it's time to get rid of them. Uniform. My basketball team wears red and black uniforms. Dial. I dialed my friend's phone number and waited for him to answer the phone. Keep up. I can't keep up with the class's reading schedule. I read too slowly. Infant. The woman held the infant in her arms and rocked him to sleep. Collapse. After finishing the long race, the runner collapsed on the ground.